from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bink, you were upset about 2028 already. Bink was upset about comments from a young quarterback in this league that hasn't even played a snap in the NFL yet. Caleb Williams will make his NFL debut for the Chicago Bears tomorrow. We know the Chiefs got a preseason game. We'll get back into them during the Chiefs Red Half Hour. But he was talking to Kay Adams. Yeah. She's been doing kind of a training camp tour. I don't know if she's come to Kansas City yet. I haven't seen her up there, so I don't know if that's going to happen. But I know she was in a few other markets in camps here recently. But she interviewed Caleb Williams talking about, you know, just adjusting to the NFL, talking about quarterbacks he appreciates. And you played this cut for Drew and I multiple times this morning. Mm-hmm. You wanted us to be angry with you. I feel like I do.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, let's hear it in its entirety. And it starts off a little bit slow, and then it gets into the meat and the crux of what he was saying.
When he would play for Detroit, I enjoyed.
He's talking about
him,
Stafford.
But I wasn't so young, but I was younger, and I didn't really understand. And then I got older and older, and then I started to understand his game. He's unbelievable. Like, there's a couple plays where he'll get a play action, and, you know, he has the backer on a string. Like, he wants the backer to go here, he'll go there, and he'll throw it right behind his head at the perfect touch, you know, perfect velocity. And so he's unbelievable. I don't know how. I think it was 46, right? On the top 100, 56?
I don't even
top
know. 100. I didn't look.
It was something unbelievable that he shouldn't have
happy.
Been. I was not happy about
where
it.
Would
he,
you
was,
put him?
He was in the right
Matthew
spot.
Matthew Stafford is probably. I don't think I can name two quarterbacks, three quarterbacks that play the position better than Matthew Stafford.
Wow.
Not obviously playing right now. I'm not saying.
42. He was 42 on the list.
I don't know how he's 42.
You're telling me he's better than Josh Allen. He's better than, like, that. That's,
Matthew Stafford is Matthew Stafford. Aaron Rodgers right now in the game is my number one QB.
Yes.
Obviously, last year he got hurt and things like that. So that's, you know, that kind of varies for the top 100. But.
You don't play Aaron. You play Matthew, though. You know.
Yeah, Matthew's
week
top
four.
Two in the league.
You're playing in week four.
Is it way money?
No, he's top two in the league. I give him respect. I watch his game. I try and mimic things and get after.
Yeah. Does he owe money?
He likes Matt Stafford and Aaron Rodgers.
Evidently.
What's the problem? What's the problem with what he said?
Maybe out in L.A. when he was with USC, they had a connection. I don't know what's going on. She didn't bring up Mahomes there, but he put Stafford ahead of even like Josh Allen. Come on, man. And that means that he's better than Mahomes, because Caleb Williams says Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford are his top two quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
It's his opinion.
It's a wrong opinion.
Now I can see how the NFL.
It's a wrong opinion. Matt Stafford is not 30. Okay, if you had 32 general managers and you had Mahomes or Stafford and Josh Allen, Stafford ain't getting any of those votes. He's not getting any of those votes.
So now we know why the list that we no longer are allowed to bring up on the show. I know y'all all allow it because you're filling in, Bank, but we've come to agreement on this show that we no longer will discuss the NFL top 100 list, whether Mahomes is number one or not. We're done with it because it's irrelevant. And this is another example.
And the voting's done Thanksgiving to New Year's. You talk about that?
Yeah. And you wonder how that happens, where Mahomes ends up four. Well, you have Caleb Williams, who hasn't had a chance to vote yet because he's a rookie, but this is you have players for whatever reason. It's a player they grew up watching or whatever, and they just Matthew Stafford is underrated when he's healthy. I think he is a top 10 quarterback in this league. He's obviously not the best quarterback in the league, but why are you getting us so angry?
It's
a rookie quarterback that in the NFC that
Chicago,
hasn't done anything yet in the league.
I would worry about this guy in the way he views football. And number one overall pick, I would be concerned with that. That Matt Stafford is not the guy you want to emulate. You know, he's been compared to Mahomes his whole way coming up through, but and then Josh Allen's there too. I'm telling you, you have 32 general managers in the draft. You taking Stafford, Josh Allen, he thinks he's better than Joe Burrow too. So put Joe Burrow in there and Mahomes. He's getting no votes. Stafford's getting no votes with that crew. None.
So you're saying that
I worry about
31
Caleb Williams.
Other cities should be offended by the
Yes, they absolutely should. There's Caleb Williams talking the stupid stuff. I mean, he always just thought he's can do whatever Mahomes can do his whole way coming up. But for Caleb Williams to say that Matt Stafford and Aaron Rodgers are the two best quarterbacks in the NFL right now is blatantly wrong. And if I'm Chicago, I'm worried about my number one all pick not being, you know, thinking of the game of football and how you actually win games. Emulate Matt Stafford. I know Matt Stafford won a title, but you know what? Aaron Donald and the defense had a big part of doing that.
Yeah, so look, I disagree. Right. I definitely disagree. I think he is incorrect that Matthew Stafford is the best quarterback in the league. That is
so
more
than
fair.
We can agree he's wrong.
Yes, but also to Drew's point,
Drew does not have a point.
The quarterback for the Chicago Bears, his part of his job is not to have correct takes on the entire NFL. Because again, the NFL top 100 has shown us that players, for whatever reason,
for the boys.
They should take his Heisman back.
Okay. Is this the whole Gen Z thing?
He didn't make the college football playoffs. He lost to Utah twice last year. And now this guy's going to put Stafford as number one quarterback? Hey, beat Utah, Caleb.
Is this the whole Gen Z thing with Caleb Williams that you and a lot of people don't like anyway? Like that, there's a lot of people. Let's be honest.
People
can tell on themselves a little bit, but like that, some people they haven't seen him play a snap yet. And
I like the way he plays football. I just don't like that.
And
opinion.
He is getting hyped up. But some of the other stuff you reference, like some of it, I think people like. There was a video from Hard Knocks this week that came out, and he was sitting down in his coach's office or GM office. I don't remember. And he picks up what is a bag. And people were saying he picked up a purse.
Yeah, I don't think
and people
fair.
Were
Chris Long said
people
he
were attacking like the whole masculinity thing or whatever. And it's just this is the Gen Z thing. And so there's a lot of people that are just want him to fail because of that. Like they just don't get it. There's a big disconnect. He's the first Gen Z quarterback in the NFL, and so it's different. The same thing we went through. I'm a millennial. That people are like, oh, these millennials are idiots. Now people are like, oh, the Gen Zs are idiots. So, like this is what we do in
is
history.
Drew more
like
the Tide Pod Eater generation.
What's that?
Is Drew more the Tide Pod Eater generation?
Yeah, that was specifically Drew, actually.
I am a millennial. Let's not get it twisted. Like,
But I do think some of it, like the text, I'm not going to read the text that you sent in, sir, or
y'all
whoever.
Y'all don't like Caleb
But
Williams.
Some of it is that.
Goodness.
Some of it, like that exact text we just got.
Haters, man.
He's a straight blink. That's what I'm saying. It has nothing to do with football. There's people that don't like because he's not chewing dip and having, you know, and he's not having a Bud Light on the side. You know, like, well, I guess Bud Light wouldn't work for some people either, but you get my point.
Well, I don't care about any of that stuff. I care about those comments he just made right there.
Yeah.
That's the crux of it. I don't care what bags he carries or anything. The whole fact that this guy is obviously oblivious. Oblivious to reality if you think, Matt, because I'm telling you.
Bink, it doesn't matter.
Drew, answer this honestly. 32 GMs, Burrow, Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Matt Stafford. And you could take either one of them. How many votes is Matt Stafford getting out of 32? I'm going to tell you right now, zero.
And that's fine.
But like, he's not a GM, though. I guess that's the thing. Caleb Williams making you get you too upset here.
Caleb Williams saying that Matt Stafford and Aaron Rodgers are the best players probably.
Is he only money?
It's because he likes them. Like he likes the game. Like he talked about Stafford plays. Like it's not a hey right now he's number one in the league. Like he referenced Stafford's ability in Detroit to throw the foot. Like he thinks that,
but he says
he's
right
one of his
now
favorite players.
He
this
says
has
right
zero
now
bearing on what Caleb Williams either could suck this year or be the rookie of the year. And this take these comments have no bearing on that. That's all, none whatsoever.
I'm just saying Caleb Williams, he's pretty arrogant.
If they go to the Super Bowl, like Nick Wright says, are you going to be respectful?
What quarterback isn't slightly arrogant and confident? I mean, come on now. We see this all the time. You're telling me that...
A lot of times that doesn't work, but it's the guys that are humble. That
some
are,
of the names you just mentioned Mahomes are very...
the best in the business, one of the most humble dudes you'll ever meet.
Yeah, but he's still...
Josh Allen's extremely humble. Still, like, Joe Burrow's humble.
He's actually better than everybody, so that's why it's okay. But if Mahomes was the fifth best quarterback, I bet you he would still think he's better than everybody.
The only thing Matt Stafford does extremely well is chug beer. Because whenever he did those videos and he was like slamming 32 ounces, I give him credit for that.
That's just disrespectful to Matt Stafford, Bink.
Matt Stafford's fine, but he's not one of the top two quarterbacks in the NFL. That is just
to
heinous.
Caleb Williams, though, he might be.
Well, what world is he living in?
That's all.
His own world. It doesn't matter. Planet Caleb? In his head. It doesn't matter.
That is exactly what it is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.